Okay, we're all situated. Cool, cool, cool.
Hi, this is Arielle Hyatt from Cyber PR, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star, with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich, that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go high. I don't want to take you dancing. Oh, when you're dancing with the world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Comic Pop Soundtracks, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And we're starting something new here with Comic Pop. We're going to be looking at songs that come from soundtracks. And I know what they are. Logan and Jonathan and whoever else might join us on some of these, they're not necessarily going to know. But we're just going to play them, kind of say, oh, I remember that, or no, I don't remember that. Tell everybody where they're from. Just kind of have fun with some of the music that's in some of the movies. Mm-hmm. The episodes are going to be either animation-based or live-action-based, or they might be genre-based. But for the first time out, it's animation-based.
Woohoo! So
we're going to do about 6 songs if we can get them all in. We are going to be kind of talking over the songs a little bit, but we want to basically make sure we don't interfere with the very start of the songs. But let's see what we can spin up the first tune.
Well, I see no reason why I can't come along.
I know the sound of each rock and stone. I embrace what others fear. You are not to roam in this forgotten place. Just the likes of me are welcome here.
No ideas?
Is this Quest for Camelot?
Yes.
Camelot? I was going to say, I recognized the British accent. I couldn't think of the song. I recognized the British accent right away. I was like, I know this. I
just... blind guy doing it. This song.
Blind guy. Here we go.
Like every tree stands on its own. Reaching for the sky, I stand alone.
So we also get a bonus soundtrack because Logan's going to be singing along.
But yes, that is I Stand Alone, Quest for Camelot by Brian White. And that was from 1998. I believe it's been that long ago for Quest for Camelot.
See, like, I've never seen the movie.
I've seen it at least twice, but yeah. I have no clue how many times in between.
I watch a lot of soundtrack videos on YouTube. Right. So that was one of them I knew. I saw. It didn't connect with me right away.
Some of these you also might recognize, but you might not remember.
Yeah.
The one with the cauldron that can transform things into weapons.
With the dragons and stuff. But yeah, this is from Atlantic Records, is what the soundtrack is on. You can still get a physical copy of this, actually.
Oh,
so if you want to do that, you still could. Or, of course, you always have the downloads with any of these.
Right.
But that's our first one. So we'll go on to our second one. So here's the next bin.
Oh.
Mulan.
Yeah. Sit down to business.
To
the Huns.
It is Mulan.
I'll make a man out of you.
There you go.
There's a Pokemon version of this.
There is.
With a Digimon being the part of the gal.
I ever met, but you could bet before we're through. Mr. I'll make a man out of you.
Okay, I guess you're gonna get 3 soundtracks.
Reverse sang it?
What?
Reverse sang it? And the dogs are roaring and howling. Of course, that was I'll Make a Man Out of Youth from Mulan. They both got that one.
Yeah.
It is not by the actor that did the voice, which isn't too uncommon for Disney.
Right. No.
They had a substitute singer. Yeah. And for this one, it was Donny Osmond.
Oh.
From the Osmond family. Or okay. Donny and Marie Osmond. Yeah. That crew. So that was kind of cool. And that one was also from 1998.
Yeah.
This is where we get to find out our ages, folks. And we feel older and older.
For some reason, I'm wondering if there's one from the, was it Princess and the Goblin? I can't remember. Princess and the Goblin or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was called.
Don't know. Got me on that one. So you can see the format of this. We're going to kind of talk with the music as well. We might howl with the music as well. So we forgive us of that. We're just having some fun here, guys. And this is what this is all about.
Like I said, there's three soundtracks going. There's Logan.
Well,
there's
actually,
me,
at the end, there was about four.
Well, yeah, there's
two.
There's, because, yeah, you're right.
There's
there was
four possible
soundtracks
at any moment. Anyone may fade in or out.
One out of
the
four sounds better than the other ones.
True. Yeah. Well, we're going to jump to the next one and go for the next spinner up. This is song number three.
I'm American made, but a lot Chevrolet. My mama taught me wrong from right. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like.
Guessed it.
This is one from Cars called Real Gone. Real Gone from Cars by Sheryl Crow.
See, I thought you would have gone with the obvious, like...
Not always.
Like,
Life is a Highway?
Yeah, Life is a Highway.
We might get to that one eventually, but we're just playing... This will be multiple episodes. We can have fun with these.
Yeah, this was a good song, I thought.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it had a nice beat, and it was just like...
Really kind of thought that apparently Life is a Highway completely outshadowed it from the movie. Because that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, Life as a Highway is like the number one track on that movie.
Well, it is. Wow, the way we're going with this, man, we could have probably done more songs than what I had planned because
we're
10 minutes.
Yeah, we aren't actually talking much about the car.
Yeah, we're not going to talk a whole lot about
it. No, we're just
having
fun singing.
If we get through all of the ones you planned, I can show you what I was talking about, the Princess and the Goblin thing.
We can say that till later.
Yeah. Well, either
I think it might be funner with me just planning these out and letting you guys guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun that way. Hopefully everybody's having fun with
this.
We're going to switch around some things because I'm going to save this one for the very end but because it's a kind of a funner one as well. But we're going to spin up the fourth one that I have planned anyway. And also just to kind of make mention, the opening song was Hollywood by Michael Bublé. So if you wanted to check that out, you can... Go to Crazy.
I actually liked the opening song.
Yeah, you can, that's on his album Crazy Love Hollywood Edition.
Well, and see, Michael Bublé is such a good singer. Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, you can go back and get that one as well. But for the next one, this one might be a little bit too obscure. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right. This one's going to be a little bit slower and a little quieter. So shh.
Nowhere else on earth I'd rather be.
some reason my head's trying to say Treasure Planet, but
no, it's not
so.
Treasure Planet.
No,
it's not.
Meet the Robinsons?
Nope. Meet the Robinsons.
That actually kind of fits the theme of the song.
Kind of fits. But this one here is Here I Am is the title. It's from Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
I knew I recognized this song.
I played the computer game from that.
I recognize a song.
It has been long enough from that movie that I cannot remember any of the movie. I can remember the computer game. I do not remember the movie at all.
I mean, this was my favorite song of the whole movie. So I should have known this.
Well, this one was performed by Bryan Adams. He was big back there in the day. And this is from 2002. So it's a little bit newer than the previous two. And I forgot to say, Cars was 2006, so sorry about that. But this is from Spirit. This particular song reached number one in Taiwan, Azerbaijan, Portugal, and only number five in the U.S. and the U.K.
And you know, I'm actually surprised.
Well.
I'm actually surprised because this was my favorite song of this whole movie.
Well, it did. This is out of the songs that we've had. This is the one with the most accolades. It won the American Society of Composers and Publishers Award, and it was also nominated but did not win a Golden Globe for Best Original Song.
So it was
a powerful song back then. I mean, today most people probably don't realize it unless your kids have watched it or you let your kids watch it. It's telling of Mustangs in America, basically. You know, and that's kind of one of the...
Well, and they also have an animated series on Netflix now.
Oh, do they now?
Yes.
Okay. Whether they have the song in it or not...
I don't think they do. Maybe I haven't seen the series on Netflix. Okay. I've just seen it in my queue.
In your queue?
I know that Spirit had a computer game that I think I might have actually completed.
That you completed?
Yeah.
But this one here, like I said, this is one movie that I didn't get into as much because there wasn't as much comedy in this one.
Yeah, no, it was more of a serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Disney usually has comedies and some of this one was actually put out by...
I think it was
DreamWorks.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say as well. And I think...
That sounds about right.
And let's see. It was... The soundtrack was put out by A&M Records. And really, everything here, I think you could still get a physical copy of everything still. But most people will definitely do digital downloads for sure in this day and age. But there are still, since these are older songs, you can still get them in the physical content. But that was Here I Am from Spirit. And now we're going to spin up the fifth song out of the six we have planned for today.
Woohoo!
All right, this next one, the guys will probably figure out real fast, especially Logan. But it's one of the songs I really, really like. So, but give the song a chance to breathe a little bit, guys, before you jump in.
Uh-huh.
This is from the Pokemon the First Movie. And guess what, guys? This was back in 1999.
God, I am old.
Tell me what we're fighting for. Is it a fight for so much more? Love one another. Can't you just pretend? This war never begin. Tell me why.
Oh, this is great.
Brother, my brother.
And You know, it's kind of weird that three guys are singing this together. But, I mean, we're kind of like brothers, so it doesn't matter. So, brother, my brother.
And this is one most people will not know unless you're Pokemon fans.
Yeah. If you watch the movies for Pokemon, you know it. If you don't...
Well, it's been a while since I've seen the original movie.
Yeah. Well, this is Brother My Brother.
I have the soundtrack it's on. So.
Yep, you do. And this was performed by Blessed Union of Souls. So Blessed Union of Souls sung this one. And it's also on their Greatest Hits album as well. So you can get it in on the soundtrack plus their Greatest Hits album. But this is one... It's one of those where, like, it's a Pokemon movie. It's on... Yeah. Like, but then this song comes on, and it is so impactful if you listen to the words. I would advise everybody to go look up this song.
It's towards the end of the movie.
Well, just look up the song on YouTube. Listen to the lyrics, and it's basically saying, you know, brother, my brother, what are we fighting for? Let's get together and live. Mm-hmm. Just forget all this fighting that's going on in the world. And I just love that message. And the singing that Blessed Union of Souls did is just spot on. Just love this song. Love
I mean, like, if we had a camera in studio right now, all of us had our arms up and waving. And
right as soon as the first couple of notes hit, Logan's had a grin on his face because he knew right away what it was.
Yep.
Took Jonathan just a smidgen more.
He had to get the word started out.
Because I knew Logan would know it real fast. But it's one of those where it's a slower song.
Yeah.
Kind of like Here I Am.
Yeah.
But it's so impactful.
Still impactful,
But we're going to go on to our last single. Boo-hoo. This has been fun. Yeah. We're definitely going to have to do this again. Yeah. This has been fun. I hope you guys are having fun here, too.
Do the 10-15 pack instead of 6-pack.
Oh, this one's actually, we're getting close to 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, we've been, we've actually talked a little bit. Yeah,
true.
But we're going to spin up the sixth one here. This is one of my favorite ones by one of my favorite performers. These guys here might not care for it, but I do.
Let's see.
Deal with it. I'm in charge.
The boss has spoken.
Just before the dawn, when the light's still gone, shine. Shine your way.
Oh, I love this song.
And you may not know where to go. Shine, shine, shine your way. Open road, but it's still dark. Build a fire from a spark and shine, shine, shine your way. Feed the feeling in your heart.
Don't Logan's over here mumbling the words.
Find your way.
Okay, I know it's Shine On. I can't think of the movie.
It's a fun one.
Starting today, shine, 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 shine. There's an open sky and a reason why.
Alrighty, this one is Shine Your Way from The Cruds.
Oh, okay.
It's about the prehistoric time period.
The
Cruds.
The Cruds. Yeah.
Yeah. I always say Cruds. I don't know why.
I've heard it, and I mean, I really like this one. But
I remember liking the movie well enough. I actually didn't remember any songs in there.
This is the ending song, the end credit song. So some of these aren't necessarily going to be in the movie. It might be at the ending credits or at the beginning. So that's how we're going to be doing it, because it is part of the official soundtrack. But this is performed by Owl City and Yuna.
Of course, Owl City.
Yep.
I definitely heard Owl City in there, but...
Yeah. And this is from 2013. So a little bit closer.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much
they
it.
Actually
this is a
also
funny one. So
have an animated Cruise TV series on Netflix as well.
Everything's on Netflix.
They have an animated Turbo, Cruise.
There's a Frozen series. Not sure if that's on Netflix.
That's on Disney.
That's on Disney, and that's on Netflix.
Yep. Apparently, pretty much every Disney movie has a TV series, not just Lilo and Stitch.
Well, I mean, they actually started that out with The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Huh.
That is true.
That's one of the ones I hadn't heard of.
Like I said, this one is from The Croods. So this is a little bit funner movie. It's going back to, it's not a serious one. It's kind of a funner one. And they just, yeah, they're basically, they don't know about fire. And Nick Cage, I think, is the father. He does the voice of the father, if I remember right. And they're basically, a meteor shower hits and their cave gets closed in. And they have to go out and find a new place to live, basically. And everybody's scared except for the daughter and her boyfriend.
It was a recent acquisition.
Yeah, and I think he's more of a genius level if you compare
Neanderthal people.
He's the next stage. There you go. But this one is just a fun song. I love Owl City. The guys know that. So that's why Jonathan said, of course, Owl City.
You could recognize that by their voice, pretty much.
True. So that's me. Sorry, guys.
I actually they're like Owl City, too. But
yeah. They're pretty good. Yeah.
But this is going to be the format of this new show, guys and ladies. So hopefully you enjoy it. We're just going to have fun with this. Hopefully everybody has fun with it there. I know we're singing over the words. Sorry. Yeah. we just thought, I just thought it would be more fun that way. And you guys can get a little bit more of our personalities and just what's going on there.
Yeah.
So
and just imagine all of us are back here with the higher beer. We're just like bopping and beeping and
grins on our faces. Just, yeah.
We're just actually letting loose. I wish we had a camera here so you guys can see us.
But go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll sing along to almost any song, even if I don't know the words. Which reminds me, well, once I actually basically completely and correctly sing along to the ending thing for the, or
I don't know,
the Fire on the Mountain thing from The Hobbit, the second movie, I think.
Maybe I can't remember. That's too long.
Correctly
ago.
And completely sing along to it the first time I heard it. That was amazing.
Well, like I said, this is just going to be a fun episode just for us to just geek out on, have fun with. Like I said, this episode concentrates on animated movies. We're going to be doing live action movies, and we might even do some actual soundtracks, because there are some soundtracks that are just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I can think of off the top of my head is
Jaws.
You know, everybody knows that. It doesn't matter where you are. So we might have fun. Or we might do just a John Williams.
Like the tribute.
Yeah, that tribute. So just play a bunch of his songs. Oh, man. He's got Harry Potter in his bag of tricks. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Superman.
Jurassic
Park, yes, the first one. Yep. So that could be fun. That might be a retrospective where we just look at all of his stuff. That
the piano guys?
They don't do soundtracks.
They generally do covers.
They do covers. They don't do original stuff. Unless they have, we'll start doing that. Who knows?
There's YouTube people with original things that's maybe, true. Maybe not. Who knows?
True. All right. That's going to do it for us for this go around. We have definitely been having fun. We hope everybody out there has been having fun with us. Basically, the outro song is a fun song for everybody to have fun with. Everybody have fun tonight. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
You feel
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.